Chulin Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. The second of the two Matnas Kohuna over here that are not Tevel, there's no Chalos Kedusha, we described this in the Akdamah to the 10th Perek, is Reishis HaGez. It's written together in Parsha Shoiftim, V'Reishis Gez Tzoincho Titen Loi. Doesn't say in the Torah how much of the Gez, it doesn't have an exact delineation. We'll have to see how much, but it has more or less the same dynamic as the Zorei L'Chayim V'Keva. So first the Mishnah starts with the same Surah, Tzurus of the Shmaitza. Reishis HaGez Noi Baratzu B'Chutzlot. Again, B'Chutzlot, and over here also there's a Shita that holds. That's only again Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlot, and we spoke out. This is the Shita of the Tanner of Bilai and Klal Yisrael. It's brought in Halacha. He's Samech on the Shita that there is no Reishis HaGez B'Chutzlot. B'Fnei Abayis Shaloi B'Fnei Abayis. It's not totally in the base of Migdosh. B'Chulin Avaloi B'Mugdoshim. The sheep that are brought for Karbonis do not have a din that the shorn wool has to be given to the Kehanim. Now, it's a little bit tamua, this speaking out, loy b'mukdoshim, what would it be negeh to? In order to get the wool, the wool only becomes mechuyev in Reish HaGez when it's shorn off. Shearing a sheep that belongs to Hegdish is awesome, shum gizav avodim. We just had barichus and perek yud, psule ha-mukdoshim, any behemoth that's kodesh, if it has kedusha as carbon, it's proper kedusha as mizbeach, even if it's a behema of Bedek HaBayis, also the Maisa of Giza is a Maisa Chulin, it's also in the Rabbana. More than that, you could share the wool even by a behema of Bedek HaBayis, it belongs to Hagdish. So the Gemara makes a Gansu Akimta, where we're talking about where a person was Magdish LeBedek HaBayis, and he said, Almanas, that the wool should not be Hagdish. So Zahavimina over here, the behemoth belonged to him, he shears the wool, he's allowed to share the wool, shear, S-H-E-A-R, he's allowed to share the wool, it belongs to him, but we don't say that he's mechuyev to give to a kohen. Why? Because the guf ha-behemoth belongs to Hagdish, so mela guf behemoth kazeh is not mechayev the wool. It's the bailus in the guf ha-behemoth that determines the chiyuv or lack thereof, of the wool that's shorn from it. So no, that is not mechuyev to give. Just to speak out, we mentioned a minute ago the Shita of Rabbi Lai, which is the way Klal Yisrael is noyeg, that Reishis HaGez and Zorei L'Chayim V'Keva, both of them are noyeg only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lo'etz. So we'll read the Rav over here. Ve'o'idna noyeg alma ki Rabbi Lai, do'omar Reishis HaGez eni noyeg ala ba'oretz. Why? He learns how Yolof Nesina Nesina Mitruma, even though there's no Tevel, it's not Mitzat Luis Baritz. But still, the Gzaz HaKosov is Matruma in the Hegesel Baritz Yisrael, Afresh Sagez and Neugel Baritz. For Rabbi Sai Hoiru, this is the Shita, the Rishon that the Rav brings, B'matonis Nami Dein Neugesel Baritz, it's also, even though the Limud is Nesina by Reish Sagez, it includes also the Pasuk before that, which is Zorei L'Chayim V'Keva. They both have the same din. This was a machlok to Shainim. If you could compare Lagabi the Chiddush or Bilai, that's totally in Kiddush Zaharetz, if you could compare Matonois with Zorei L'Chayim V'Keva. Choyme b'Zorei L'Chayim V'Keva Mireish Tagez. There's an extra choyme, even though these two dinim are so similar. Sha'Zorei L'Chayim V'Keva Noigim Baboka V'Atzoin. It's more inclusive, because it's on every kosher animal. A behemoth, not a chayah, but bok of its own. B'merubo b'mu, it doesn't make a difference if you have one animal, 50 animals, 100. Reishis HaGez, eni noyeg ala b'rucheilois, it's only noyeg by sheep. The hair that's shorn off, let's say goat's hair, does not have the din. It's only on sheep. Bokar l'chayr doesn't have wool, so it won't be negeh. Chveis, you have a little bit of a beard of a bokar. I don't know what the bokar would be. The main part is the next line. Ve'enei noyegel b'merubo. Reishis, I guess, is not every time you shear a sheep, are you mechuyev to give the gaze, or mechuyev to give some of the gaze to a kohen. Only when there's merubo. This is the lashon of the Mishnah, and this seemed to have been the lashon of Chazal, and the Tanoim had a machloikis, what is the shear of merubah, and that's the subject of Mishnah Beis. V'kamahu merubah. V'shamayimim shtei recheleis, shenema yichaye ish eglas boku shtei tzoyim. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya, where the pasuk defines as a group of behemois, shtei tzoyim, vaistois, that the term tsoin, geiz tsoinoi, doesn't have to be a whole flock, even two animals. It has to be a few, but it has to be only two. Beisilolaimim, chomish, has to be five sheep. Shenema, the pasuk in Shmuel, chomish tsoin asuyos. He learns out that the pasuk that refers to tsoin, you see over here, was five. That means five is what we call tsoin. One is a single shepsela, not tsoin. He dashes it from the word asuyos. Asuyos, chazal mean a mitzvah that's mechuyev to do. That's asuyos. There's five tzoyin asuyos. The pasuk says, vayses, that's the shear of when it's mechayev in the ma'aseh mitzvah. If doisiv and hirkin is aimer, unusual mishnah that you have in machlokes b'shamay and b'shilol. B'shilol is mekel, of course. And then you have a third sheet of doisiv and hirkin is chomesh ruchelos goyzizos mone mone opras. Chomesh ruchelos, yeah. But he adds a piece of how much wool has to come off. He has to shear off a mone, mone upras. Each one has to have a mone and a little bit more. A mone is a coin. It's a coin of mea dinarim, so it's the size of that coin. Not the size, rather the weight. The mishkol will come out to 9,600 gargarei sa'irat. Tosafot brings the whole cheshbon. And bismane yamenu, the place can bring each sheet of its own, we'll call what's brought down the mafashim over here 425 grams. That's how much needs to be on each tzoyin. And then there's a fourth sheet, again unusual. The Gemara says, the Rav brings, it has to be, the kol shein doesn't mean mam shamashu, it means much less than the shita of Rav Dais ben Horkinis. How much? Mishishim slayim. Hey, yes, there's such a difference between the two, so that's why he calls it kol shein. Now, we just described how much wool has to be shorn to be called a gziza, that then you have to give to a kohen. But how much do you have to give to a kohen? Klar, not all of it. The weight of five sloim in Yehuda, which is the coins were smaller in the Golo L'Esa sloim Sheba Golo. This shear in weight has to be meluban. Meluban means, like there's a malacha of malabin, which means actually taking wool of a sheep and combing it out. Not combing it out. Malabim means washing it out to get out all the rocks and pebbles and residue that gets stuck. So it's going to weigh a lot less when it's clean. Meluban means clean. Milashon lavan. Veloy tsoyi, not dirty. It's going to be worth a lot less. It's not worth. It's going to weigh a lot less. Kedei lasos mimenu beged cotton. The reason why this is the shear is because this is a sheir choshev. It's not just a piece of wool, but it's something that has a usefulness of its own. And the Mishnah brings a pasuk. Shenema, the pasuk says, titen loy, that you should give him. Sheyehebay kidei matona. It should be a matona chashuva. Now the Gemara speaks out that this bag of cotton is not any bag of cotton you can imagine, like a small yarmulke, but it has to be something that's in the context of it's being given to him because he's a kohen. And the pasuk says, "Ki boy bocha Hashem lamed l'shores." He was chosen to serve in the Beis Hamikdash. So one of the begotten, the smallest of the begotten that he needs in order to serve in the Beis Hamikdash, that's the shear. But first, we take a look at the Tver Sol has a ganz arichus. How big the smallest of the begotten was an avnet, and the avnet was very long. So how could you say that it's this small of beged cotton? That's a shaila. I in the mafashim. We'll just speak out that this idea, shehei by kidei matana, we don't find by other matnas kuna. The idea should be the same idea. That you're giving to a kohen, the marshal truma, that we paskin, that if a person has a huge silo full of truma, full of tevel, he can be mafish one kernel of wheat, and he passes up the ganze zach, if he had a mind to pat up the whole thing. This is dimin derabon on 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. But midrash chita achas sakri. So there's a groundbreaking tesis written at the end of the second parak kedushin that says, yeah, chita achas sakri, that the whole thing become a tevel. the chalois shem truma will take off the issa tevel from the whole kri. But he was mevatel a mitzvah say of nesinas matnas kuna. It has to be a matana chashuva. That's not a matana chashuva. Now, how much would be a matana chashuva like the Tesis read by chitim of truma? I don't know. But the idea is a groundbreaking. The other shem don't say this. Kanir, it's a chiddush of the read. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Lo hispik litnoi loy ad shetzvoi potter. If before he gave it to the battle, remember, this wool, as in the matonis that we had in the previous parak, don't have kedusha. There's no chalois kedusha. It's mom and akoyim. Let's say he did something wrong. He dyed it, and he made what we call in Hilchas Gneva Ogzela, the end of Bava Kama, there's a famous halacha called Shinui Koina, which means that when a person changes, he steals wood and he turns it into a chair, the Shinui turns it irreparably, ois piece of wood, and now it's something else. So we say that that's not the Chayfetz HaNigzal, and the Gazlan is Koina, it's called Kinyon Ogzela, Kinyon Gneva, and now he has to pay him the dollar and cents amount. When the Chayfetz that's stolen is intact, there's halacha of Hashavas Hagneva. If he's Mishanit, so he's Koinit Bishinu. The same halacha will be true over here also. What did he do? It's stolen property. It belongs to a Koin. He turned it into something else. It's not anymore the wool. It's a beged. Once he turned it into a different color, he was Koinit Bishinu. Did he do right? No, he did wrong. Who's he going to pay back? That's a good question. Teretz says there is nobody to pay back. It's called Beloshen HaRishonim Momen She'en Loi Toivim. It's Momen. There's nobody to be Teveh because every coin that's going to come to him and say, Chutzpah, had you steal the Reishis, I guess, he could say, okay, but I don't have a dinner dvarim with you. Now, does that mean that Be'etzim is Potter? No. He's Chayv Lotzadeh Shemaim. He stole. So he's definitely Chayv, but nobody could actually be Moitzi the Momen from him. And Bezen Duran says, theoretically, of course, if all the Kohanim in the world would sign a Shtar Harshah, a power of attorney, and they would appoint one Kohen to be Teveh on their behalf, yeah, they could be Maitzi the moment from him. This is the simple way of understanding the Sugya. L'maisa, it's not so Pashut. Take a look at the Tosfos Yom Tov. It brings based on the Gemara Kuf Lamed with the Tosfos over there. There's another pshat. We don't see Reishis Hagez as stolen property proper. It's not Momen Kohanim yet. Even though Batsim, it's Roy to give Kemal Shahu. We don't see it in Gansen as Momen Kehanim that we see that that's Mamish called stolen property. No, boss. It's Ken Zayn that a chelik of us licked in the Pasuk of where the Pasuk says over there, Zayyeh Mishpat HaKoyin Me'isa Om, is to give it when it's Be'en, but if the Reishis Hagez is not anymore Kitzura, so it's not a piece of wool anymore, it's now Beged, it's dyed, it's something else. So then there's no mitzvah to give it, and that's Mafkir, the Etzim Bailus of the Kehanim. The concept is based on Shinui, but the word is that because it's a different Chayfetz, now there's Taka no mitzvah, B'chi HaGavna, the moment Shein Le'Tovim, which means that then there was no Chayv in the first place, means he's not even Chayv Lost De Shemaim. He did wrong to be Mafkir from the mitzvah, but he's not holding on to stolen property. Not only is he not holding on to stolen property, there's no Chayv. Because Aviv Vait, it's not in the original state, there is no mitzvah. What he did wrong was that he was Mafkir from the mitzvah that he was Mechayv. He was Mevatel Mitzvah Seh Deraisa. The nafkimin of these two pshatim is that stolen property is only when the Gazlan is Mechavin to steal it. So the Achronim point out that what would be if the person was Tzeveh by accident? They fell into a vat. He has a whole thing over there with a whole sheep shearing operation going on. It fell into a vat and it was dyed. It wasn't mafkid, not called stolen property. So then he'd be mechuyif to give it to the Kohen. According to a second pshat, there's already no mitzvah b'chiyai gavna, then also if it was done b'shege, he wouldn't be chayev. So the Mishnah says, Libnoi v'loi tzvoi, chayev, if he was malabin it, he laundered the wool that it should be clean, but he wasn't dyeing it, so then it's still that piece. Might be more improved, he took care of it for the chayev, that's nice, but he wasn't mishan it. So there he's still chayev. Alekech geisoyne shal nochri, potem ireshes hagez. The Torah says Reishis geis tzoincha, that the tzoin has to belong. It's not enough that the wool belongs to the yid. In order to be mechuyev in the mitzvah, the sheep themselves. So a yid is investing in wool. He has a wool company, not a sheep company. He goes to a goyish shepherd, and he buys the wool of his sheep, and he's the one who shears it. He has the schus to the wool that he's going to shear. The shorn wool is not mechuyev. He's only mechuyev. He's the bailam over here. The bailus of the nochri means that he's not mechuyev. Potem reish, I guess. Another type of case, halakech geis tzoyne shel chaveru, he buys wool from another yid, im shir hamoicher, hamoicher chayv. The one who is goizes is mechuyev, but he also has to be the owner of the sheep. So the way it goes is he's buying the geis, the lakech, but the moicher left over a certain amount of geis b'shul, so he didn't sell him all the wool. So the way the Rishonim are masbir over here in Daf Kuf Lamed Ches is that it's also for a person to be mafkir, is mevatel the mitzvah by selling off the wool that he's mechuyev to shear and give to a kohen. So therefore we tell ourselves that the chelik that he left over for himself, the moicher that is, he was leaving over the chelik of the mitzvah to give to the kohen, and that patters up the chelik of the geiz which is shayich also to the lekeach. However, loishir, if the moicher sold, Reuven sold to Shimon all the wool, halakeh chayiv. Now, as we said, lakeh can be chayiv because he's not the owner of the sheep. So the kavona over here is like we just said. We're mishayir, since it's also for a person to be mafki himself from the mitzvahs reish that gez. That means if I have a flock of sheep and they're full of wool and they're ready to be shorn, the mitzvah is mine to be goizes and to give to Kahanim. I can't be mafkiya. So the kavona of Reuven selling to Shimon all the wool is that Reuven is selling to Shimon even the chelik ha-kehanim. He's not being mafkir the mitzvah. Reuven is selling to Shimon the whole gezizas tzoynoi. The chiv is taka betzim tzad Reuven. Just Reuven sold all the wool, including the chelik ha-kehanim, so Shimon has to hand it over. Chayiv doesn't mean he's chayiv in the mitzvah. It means he's chayiv to hand over the amount of wool that should be given over because that was nichlal in the Mechira. It's only if the Meicher left over, so when we tell ourselves, they left over for himself to the Chelik HaKehanim. But Be'etzim, the Etzim Chalois Chiyah Mitzvah is Chal in both cases, on the Meicher, not on the Lekech. Hoyu Loi Shnei Minim, he had two types of sheep, Shchufois, they're not dark and they're not light, they're like pale color. We'll learn next week different colors of sheep by Yaakov Avinu. Ulevonois, he had ones that were more white. I guess it's shayach to which type of clothing you want to make. That's what the shepherds are madiv. Mochaloi shchufois. He sold to the lekech the shchufois avaloi levonois. He sold to him this type, not that type. Now the point is, the Gemara explains that the levonois is a better quality wool. And that's what the Mishnah continues. Schorim avaloi nekevis. He sold the schorim, but he didn't sell nekevis. The wool of the nekevis is softer. It's a better quality product. Over here we don't say that the moicher sold part of the flock of an ass that he's keeping, the moicher sold the lekech, he's selling him part of the geiz. He sold him what he sold him, and he kept what he kept. And each one is a mechuyev bifnei atzmoy.